Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. As always, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I think you're going to be glad you came. And if you've been listening already and you're still listening, obviously you've made that decision. Matt Cartwright is with us. You're going to be glad you hung around now because Matt's our good friend and one of our favorite attorneys. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's with the law firm of Munley, Munley & Cartwright, which is based out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Is it a Commonwealth? They call it a Commonwealth still?
Hi, and yes, we're still a Commonwealth.
Commonwealth.
We have a few of those in the nation.
Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Nice to be back. How you been doing?
You're doing good. It's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Virginia is a Commonwealth, and what other states are Commonwealth?
I think Massachusetts.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I don't have a clue.
Come on, Matt. You're the smart guy in this group.
I don't know. It's what they choose to call themselves.
Yeah, but. I think it's just a way of being. It's just a little snooty way of being a little different from everybody else, I think.
Who are you calling snooty, Jim?
Hey, Matt, congratulations on having one of your articles published in a pretty prestigious law magazine. Tell us about it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, we got an article published in Trial Magazine, which is the National Journal of the American Association for Justice, and that's really the outfit that most of the top flight trial lawyers in the country belong to. And what I was focusing on in that article was taking on more business disputes. Trial lawyers are perfect for that, and that's one thing we'll talk about a little bit today. But they don't realize that these cases are perfect for them. I mean, you get a lot of these folks that are just doing personal injuries and personal injuries and personal injuries, and you put them in a business trial, and all of a sudden they realize they have the skills to win those things.
Give us an example of a kind of a case you're talking about.
You mean a business trial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, sure. Well, you take, for example, there's a lot of really skilled trial lawyers that are medical malpractice lawyers, and those are very complicated, extended cases. They take a long time to learn about. They take a long time to try the case. I just finished a case that took a whole month. It was a medical malpractice trial. And those cases are very difficult and very involved and technical. But they're just malpractice cases, and they're very heavily dependent on expert witnesses. There's malpractice in the business field as well. I mean, for example, you have accountants that work for you. Well, once in a while, accountants are like everybody else. There's some really good ones, and there's some regular ones, and there's some ones that really mess up. And I did an accounting malpractice case a number of years back, and those cases are very largely the same. You have expert witnesses who dig in and see if anybody did anything wrong, and if so, what did that lead to, and how did that hurt the business? So a lot of crossover there, and that's kind of the point of that article.
Matt, to an attorney, is everything a malpractice? To a trial attorney, is there ever anything that you look at and you say, you know what, this was just an honest mistake?
Yeah, well, that's why we need juries in this country. The juries are the conscience of the community, and they're the ones that separate out the honest, unavoidable mistakes from the kind of mistakes that, you know, that were really the product of boneheaded thinking. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that decide what's malpractice and what's not. What's carelessness? And what's being reasonably careful, and heck, it was just a mistake. So that's who decides.
You know, I was just in Denmark a month or so ago, and I was around a lot of different places where someone could get hurt. a railing. There was a, there were canals there where people were kind of hanging off the edges of the canals. We were in boats moving around in the water. I didn't see a bunch of placards that said, you know, please don't fall in the water or you'll drown. You know, anything like that kind of stuff we got here in the United States. And I asked them about that. I said, why don't you have all these different warnings? Aren't you concerned about this? And they said, our legal system puts the responsibility on the individual, and it, our legal system expects the individual to use reasonable judgment on how to live their life. I thought that was an interesting thing. I wish we had more of that in the United States.
Well, you know, I keep falling back on the jury system here. It's the juries here that require individual responsibility, and again you see that.
Matt, hang on to that thought. We're going to come back right back, folks. One of the things we're going to talk about in just a few minutes is how to find an attorney for your small business, a small business attorney. It's not all that easy. Matt's going to help us with it. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Visiting with our good friend Matthew Cartwright. He's an attorney, a partner with the firm Munley, Munley & Cartwright out of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, more specifically Scranton, Pennsylvania. And he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about legal issues in your small business. And Matt, one of the things that that we want to talk about now is how to choose an attorney for our small businesses. And of course, there, as you know, lawyers have gotten like doctors now. You have a different lawyer for different things. If I want to go to court and defend a contract or enforce a contract or something like that, you know, the guy who closed my real estate is probably not the same guy I want to go to court with me. The guy who incorporated me may or may not be the guy or the lady that I want to go to court with me. I may want a trial, someone who is more of a trial lawyer. I mean, someone who's a specialist. And, you know, if I'm going to court, I want a bulldog.
Well, right? I think you've got your finger right on it, Jim. And it's the legal profession really has become a bunch of specialists. And because of that, my recommendation is do the same thing that you do when you have something wrong with your body. You go to your primary care physician first, and that physician, he or she, will refer you to a specialist who handles that particular type of problem. It's the same thing that you should do with your legal business. Develop a relationship with a lawyer that you really like and that you really trust and that calls you back the same day and gives you good, solid advice on normal routine things, contract things. A primary lawyer like that can incorporate you, can look at documents for you, can look at contracts and can draft things, can do your will for you, all of those basic things. But boy, when something specialized comes in, like you have a competitor claiming that you're infringing on his trademark, go back to that same lawyer and say, hey, who's any good at trademark? And ask for his or her input about what specialists you should talk to in trademark and patent litigation.
But that person you're talking about that we need to go back to is what I call a small business attorney. And unfortunately, Matt, it seems to me there aren't nearly as many of those as there needs to be. Maybe probably because there's not a, you know, you ought to be able to make a pretty good living being an attorney for small businesses, but you're not going to make a big kill like you can with a trial case.
Well, one of the points that I made in the article I just published was that there are a number of really big businesses, and I forget the numbers, but the...
there are 15,000 publicly traded companies in the United States.
I'm sorry, 15?
15,000.
Yeah, all right, so that's a good number to work from. 15,000 of these companies have huge law firms in big cities with teams of lawyers that are specialized in doing what the kind of work they want to do. That leaves about, as I recall, it leaves about 4.3 million small businesses, businesses with about 20 or fewer employees. You probably have a better number than I do on
that. It's a lot more than that.
So what one of the points that I've made in the article is that look at all of this business that's available for all of the other lawyers and law firms out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them out there. There are a lot of lawyers in this country, Jim, and a lot of smart people that are underemployed in the law. Go out and find them. Go to the Rotary Clubs. Go to the Kiwanis Clubs. Go to the Service Clubs. Go to your country club.
And this is your advice to attorneys, right? This is what you're writing to attorneys. You're advising them to do this.
I'm advising trial lawyers to branch into the business trial.
But what would a trial lawyer say to a small business owner if they met them and about becoming associated with them? How would they broach a subject like that?
Well, again, it wouldn't happen that way. What we're talking about is trial lawyers are referred to by the
right.
generalists. So the small business person in a big business dispute contacts the generalist.
Right.
And then the generalist refers to this trial lawyer who's the theme of that is that the trial lawyer isn't really even considering taking a business dispute case, but I've encouraged them to do that.
Right, right.
But how does the trial lawyer talk to the business person? Well, you know, jump into their business. This is another thing that's a common misconception. You're in a business. You think that you need a lawyer who specializes in your kind of business. For example, we just recently had a big lawsuit locally involving a brewery. And the local brewer went all the way to Washington, D.C. for his lawyer because that lawyer specialized in breweries, brewery law, which is ridiculous. What they were talking about is a breach of contract and unfair competition and things like that. There's no such – they don't teach brewery law in law school, Jim. So there's a lot of misconception going on, and the way to beat that is to get to a generalist locally that you trust that will return your phone calls.
And encourage them to maybe not take the case themselves, but to refer you to be involved in the case to the degree, but bring in a trial specialist when you go to trial.
Right. That's how you know you can trust them. They don't want it all for themselves.
Exactly. Stand by. Quick break. 10-10. We're going to be right back with Matthew Cartwright. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can listen to thousands of archives of past shows we've done. And you can read thousands of articles, all contributed by our outstanding Brain Trust members like our good friend Matthew Cartwright. And by the way, don't forget to check out my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That's where you can go and ask a question and get small business answers instantaneously. Matt Cartwright is our guest. As I said, he's an attorney with Money and Cartwright, a partner there in that firm in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but he practices in a number of states. And Matt, how's that book coming?
The only book going on is the one you're writing, Jim.
No, how's your book coming? We need to get this book out of you, Matt.
I'm busy keeping body and soul together, Mr. Blassingame.
I'm going to keep pestering you till you write that book. I want to see that book. I want to be able to write a blurb for your book or the foreword or something. We need to get that book out of you. I think it'd be a good one. Okay, we're talking about, by the way, give us the website for Money and Cartwright.
Oh, sure. It's munley.com, munley.com.
Check that out, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what a trial lawyer... Well, yeah, you guys aren't just trial lawyers, are you? Do you have other practices?
No, we're pretty much specialized on handling disputes that have to end up in front of a jury.
How do you get most of your business? How does it come into your shop?
Well, I tell you, we get more and more from the website.
Yeah?
chatting during the break, and I was telling you, we're going further and further afield. I just wrapped up the case in South Carolina, and geography is really less and less important as the Internet gets more important. So, yeah, people going to the Munley.com website, they have a look around. They see what kind of work we've done, and we get business that way.
Hmm.
But, you know, you were talking earlier about, trial lawyers talking to business people and, you know, what do they say to each other when they first meet? Well, the first thing a small business person wants to know is, how do I afford this high-priced lawyer's fees when I get into this big dispute? I'm having an antitrust dispute with the big box down the street, and they're trying to put me out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're going to have a big, huge law firm from probably New York City.
Or Scranton, Pennsylvania.
They're going to pull out all the big guns, and I'm in trouble unless I do the same thing. How can I afford that? Well, the beauty is you have trial lawyers in this country are used to working on a contingent fee. In other words, they don't get paid unless they win. That has mm-hmm. two huge effects. Number one, it makes them careful not to take stupid cases.
Right.
Frivolous lawsuits are really not that much a problem in this country because good lawyers don't have any part of those. Number two, it puts the lawyer on an incentive plan to do his flat out dead level best to win your case for you. So it means you don't have to go into the poorhouse if you lose. You know that your lawyer is on the same page.
But if you're being sued, but if you're being sued and all you're trying to do is save your skin, Matt, it's not necessarily an upside for you, the small business owner, except to save your skin. How do you get an attorney to take that case?
Sometimes you see what's called a reverse contingency fee agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Where you look at the amount of money you stand to lose, and you say, well, if you save me this much, you can have this percentage of that.
Right.
I find that. It's less common.
The hourly thing doesn't run through the roof on you.
Right. And typically, Jim, what I'll do is a hybrid arrangement so that with business disputes, those are harder to predict what
right.
the outcome is going to be.
Right.
I mean, if Aunt Tilly gets flattened by a tractor trailer, I know I'm going to win the case,
mm-hmm.
and I can take it on a flat-out contingency fee. But if it's a business dispute, I haven't been through your stacks of files back
right.
in the back office, and I don't know what kind of nasty emails you wrote to each other. And
right, or how the attorney how the jury or the judge will rule.
Right, so what I'll do is I'll do a hybrid arrangement, and I'll be on an hourly fee up to a capped limit.
Right.
And then after that, it'll be on a contingency.
That way the small business owner can budget for that. Matt, very informative stuff, good stuff today. Thank you very much, as always. Will you come back another day?
My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. You always bring us really good stuff and stuff that my audience, I don't believe they get anywhere else. Thank you, Matt, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Same to you. So long.
Matthew Cartwright, ladies and gentlemen. That's Munley, MUNLEY.com. It's not your grandfather's attorney's website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.